Welcome to Top Practices, where we explore the top practices of dentistry's top practices. If you believe there is always room for improvement and that it is easier to copy the genius of others than it is to figure everything out on your own, then get ready to explore proven ideas, techniques, and systems that will continue to make your practice a top practice. And now your host, Steve Anderson.
Welcome to Top Practices, where we explore the habits and the practices of dentistry's top practices. Today, the hygiene department, for decades treated like a necessary evil in the dental practice, hire a hygienist and let him or her take care of patients while the doctor focuses on more productive restorative work. Well, that's no more. With what we know now about the true nature of periodontal disease, the hygiene department has become the potential and has the potential to become a major center for health and wellness and production in the practice, changing lives and saving lives. Our guest today on Top Practices is Andrea Owens, registered dental hygienist, and for years practicing with Dr. Tommy Nabors in Nashville, Tennessee, with some of the most remarkable results in dentistry and hygiene. Andrea and her colleagues in the hygiene department in Dr. Nabors' practice produce as much out of hygiene as the doctors produce in restorative dentistry. And that's not because the doctors are slackers either. So with the science of what we know today about the true nature of periodontal disease and how to treat it, things are rapidly changing in hygiene. Andrea is here to give us some background and tell us how. So Andrea, thanks for joining us today.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So you are a Tennessee transplant from Wisconsin.
Yes.
And first question I would have is for you, what was the biggest difference in the way that you practiced hygiene before and how you were taught in hygiene school and how you practice hygiene today?
Sure. Well, so much emphasis is put on the actual hygiene part of it in hygiene school, where the total focus is on the calculus and the plaque. And more often than not, the patient just knows to ask for cleaning. So it was much easier to just go with what the patient wanted and to do just that, just a cleaning.
So today in how you practice, maybe you could shed a little bit of light on the value of having a consistent, clearly defined hygiene philosophy of care and a written hygiene protocol. As in contrast to being hired by a dentist or in a practice that says, great, you're a hygienist. What's the difference?
Sure. Well, the biggest difference is it's got to be in writing. So to have an actual written periodontal program is huge. And what that does is gets everybody in the office on the same page. So not only the hygienist, but also the hygienist, the doctors. It's the written protocol of the doctor's clinical philosophy of care. And I can then take that and preheat the patient for conversations that I know will lead up to what the recommendations will be. So really in our office, it's the whole team approach to what we recommend and why we do it.
So was there a difference in the philosophy in your practice today compared to the philosophy where you practiced before?
Absolutely. It's a total body health philosophy. So, and really the doctor expects me to initiate the total health or the gum health conversations. And it's the doctor who will support me in my concerns and my clinical findings. So it's a total team approach, but all for the benefit of the patient.
Got it. So along with that, characterize for us how the doctors in your practice support periodontal disease diagnosis and treatment planning. So what's the interaction between the two of you and how do you support each other?
Sure. Well, again, having a written protocol, but then also following that up with your philosophy of care. So putting the patient first and looking at it from a standpoint of, especially in dentistry with periodontal infections, your common denominator there is inflammation with total body health. So looking at it from that perspective, and again, put such an emphasis on a written philosophy so everybody's on the same page and we all support each other.
So as a follow-up to that, let me ask you I'm going to put you on the spot.
Sure.
When was the last time Dr. Neighbors or any of the doctors in your practice contradicted what you had already told the patient when they came in to check hygiene?
Never. And it's such a, I don't even go there in my mind, Steve, because it's never happened. I guess it would be such a shocking thing that if my concern was bleeding gums and I had this conversation and just spent a majority of the patient's appointment talking about health and those sorts of things with the patient, and then to have the doctor come in and say, oh, it's all right, go home, floss for 6 months, it'll get better, right? Then we might do something about it. Yeah, it's a crazy idea to me that would happen, but I completely understand that's a philosophy that we've adapted years ago that's worked seamless for us. I understand exactly Dr. Neighbor's philosophy of care, and it's his job to support me with my concerns for patients.
So fair to say then that the two of you are in lockstep together, not because the doctor's just tagging along doing whatever you say, but more because you have a written philosophy of care that everybody's on board with. You're both thinking the same thing and communicating in the same way.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about the entire team. So treating periodontal disease is not just a hygienist's responsibility and a doctor's responsibility, but it is the entire team. So characterize for us in your practice what that entire team approach is like. How does the entire team support that effort?
Sure. The total team supports it because everybody's been through it as an actual patient. I mean, what's interesting is periodontal disease is so rampant that the statistics support that not only will your patients have, most of your patients have periodontal infections, but which also means that we're all prone to it, or your entire team is too. So our entire team has been through the protocol firsthand, and everyone can talk about it, from even the business team to the assistants in our office. It's just what we believe in our office from a philosophy standpoint, and everyone can be on the same page with it that way.
So everybody walks the talk. Everybody's lived it.
Yep.
So if you go to work in your office, sounds like that's one of the first things that's going to happen is you're going to sit in the hygiene chair.
No, that's right.
Let's talk about your patients real quick. How do your patients respond today to your recommendations for comprehensive period treatment versus just having a cleaning? Because I'm sure you still get patients that call and ask, how much is a cleaning, like everybody else does? So how do they respond to you today?
Sure. It's interesting. Patients call for a cleaning because they don't know any different. That's all they know to ask for. But I have yet in my, decade of being just in Nashville alone, have to find someone who doesn't want to be healthy, right? I think people use the cleaning wording because they don't know what else to ask for. So having a written periodontal protocol guides us to be very systematic in the way we talk about it and the types of patient engagement tools that we'll use for every patient. But it has been practiced, and it's presented in a very careful, well-planned way.
So you mentioned something very, very important, which is you've never met a patient who didn't want to be healthy.
Yes.
So it starts with that as a common denominator, as finding the point of agreement, which is health, and going from there and talking about what that reading means and how you're going to get there. In other words, you don't talk about the procedure first, you talk about what they really want.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Big difference.
Yes.
All right, well, coming up next, how the latest science is impacting the treatment of periodontal disease right after this. Top Practices is sponsored by No More Hygiene, the secrets of modular periodontal therapy. It was an amazing one-on-one, four-hour learning experience in a meeting suite at the Hyatt Regency Hotel in the Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport years ago that totally changed my perspective of the true nature of periodontal disease and how it needs to be treated if it's to be cured. I wasn't sure if I understood everything I had heard, but there was no doubt in my mind who the smartest person in the room was during that meeting, and it wasn't me. Little did I know at that time that that initial meeting would change a lot for me, for the dental practices that we work with, and for dentistry in general. That initial meeting came at the invitation of Dr. Tom Neighbors, one of the pioneers in the diagnosis and treatment of periodontal disease. Out of his own curiosity and frustration with recurring periodontal disease in some of his patients decades ago, he started down a path that would find the truth and develop a protocol that would not only treat, but in many cases cure, periodontal disease. Cure? Yes, cure. For many patients and dental practices, dental hygiene has become the practice of just cleaning teeth, prophies, all day long. Meanwhile, periodontal disease has become the most widespread disease in the world, including in the United States. With 80% of the adult population with some form of periodontal disease, dentistry has a responsibility to do much more than just the cleaning. All right, welcome back to our conversation with Andrea Owens, registered dental hygienist in the practice of Dr. Tommy Neighbors in Nashville, Tennessee. Andrea, you shared with us the difference in how you used to practice hygiene versus how you do it today. So let's talk about the science. I think it's fair to say that the science on which your protocol is based today is a little bit different than the science that you were originally taught. So what is the latest science taught you about the true nature of periodontal disease, and how has it impacted your interaction with your patients?
Sure. Periodontal disease is the most widespread disease. I think a lot of people don't realize that. And a lot of people in a lot of offices, they don't treat that, but it's interesting. Perio can be symptomatic of a lot of other diseases because the common denominator is inflammation. So knowing that not only impacts my conversations that I have with my patients, but really my entire relationship with them.
So it's not just about calculus?
Correct.
So it is about inflammation, it's about an infection, not just the physical calculus that's on the teeth.
Absolutely. And I think it's important to understand as hygienist that there's needs to be such a mind shift from that calculus is the cause of infection and that hygiene is going to cure disease, because it's not. We need to focus on what's causing the disease to begin with.
So how has that science changed how you view what you do professionally, changed your vision?
Sure. So I think really, I mean, in healthcare now, when you go to the dentist, the hygienist is going to be the one that you see even the more in depth than who you would see when you go to the doctor. Right. That's who you're going to spend the most amount of time with. I see myself as a really important part of a person's healthcare team and really on the forefront of all of it. There's so many things that we can identify them or identify for them by looking in their mouth, by just what we're knowing with the increased science and the research that comes out about it.
All right, identify like what?
Identify, I mean, with other diseases?
Yes.
Diabetes is a big one. A big thing now is a lot of people don't want to end up with Alzheimer's like their parents. So I spend a lot of time talking about that relationship link, as well as really anything inflammatory in nature.
So common denominator of all disease is inflammation.
Yes, absolutely.
Anything that is inflammatory related. And I tell you, one of the fascinating things to me is that the science seems to be coming out here. It seems like rarely a week goes by that there isn't some new research study that's come out, the one that you just mentioned about Alzheimer's disease. Some of the latest research now is pointing back to some of the same bacterial common denominators, that it's bacteria-based. That's what the origin potentially of Alzheimer's disease is, as well as a number of other neurological diseases. So all the research seems to keep pointing back to that common denominator.
Yes, and I think patients are becoming more and more aware of it. So oftentimes they'll bring it up to me before we even get a chance to talk about it. So that's great.
That's always nice, isn't it?
Yes.
They bring it up to you. So what would you recommend to other dentists and hygienists in order to have an even more successful hygiene department?
Sure. Well, I think first, get a written periodontal protocol. So everybody's on the same page and everyone understands what the clinic's philosophy of care truly is. Along with that, every hygienist has to be on the same page. So even though there might be a variety of probing depths and that kind of thing, overall, all the hygienists need to be on the same page, and which also means the dentist to be on the same page as well. So them supporting the hygienist and the hygienist supporting the doctor's vision and philosophy of care. And thirdly, I think that one of the most important things is to go to No More Hygiene and learn about the secrets of modular periodontal therapy. The winds of change are evident in periodontal infections and in periodontal science. So it's great to get that information. And not only that, but to know what to do with that information, to be able to implement it in your office, and also to talk about it. I think that's one thing in healthcare that we miss often is how to take the science that we're so excited about, but how to relay it in a way that the patient's going to understand it.
Patient communication is key.
Yes.
Clearly key. Excellent. Thank you, Andrea, for sharing quickly your wisdom and your experience with us. We're grateful for the interview and the time with Andrea Owens today. Here's a couple of takeaways. One, the practice of hygiene is rapidly changing. The science that we know today is changing the way periodontal disease is diagnosed, treatment planned, and treated. It's high time to get the latest education and how to properly treat disease. There are some great resources, including the No More Hygiene program that we highly recommend. But the biggest point is to make sure that you are up to date on the latest in science and treatment planning for the treatment of periodontal disease. Number two is make sure that you have a written perio protocol. Hygiene is not something that you just do every day. It's something that's based on a philosophy of care that everyone in the practice needs to be on board with. It starts with the doctor and the hygienist of writing out exactly what the philosophy of care is, what your diagnosis and treatment planning protocols are based on the level of disease that's identified. Get a written perio protocol so that everybody in the practice is on the same page. Finally, make sure that you can support the philosophy of care that's in place. You got to walk the talk. As Andrea mentioned, everyone in their practice has been through the protocol so they can experience it firsthand. Having a doctor that supports the hygienist and the hygienist that supports the doctor and every team member on board is critical to having a hygiene program that works in your practice. Thanks for listening to this episode of Top Practices. Now, take your hygiene program to the top.
You've been listening to Top Practices with Stephen J. Anderson. You can follow Steve on Instagram at @TheStephenJAnderson and on Facebook at Stephen J. Anderson. If you haven't yet, go to Apple Podcasts and subscribe, rate, and review this podcast. Join us next time. Thanks for listening.